those of you who don't know me, I am a parishioner here at Holy Family, and I moved back to the area about a year and a half ago after I finished school. And when I was asked to give this talk, I responded that I was very nerve-sighted. So that's an inside joke that I have with my cousins, which is a combination of nervous and excited. So I'm nervous to stand in front of all of you and to share personal details about my life, but I'm very excited to share with you some of the things that God has done in my life. So my story starts this summer after my second year of university. I spent the summer as a nanny taking care of my 5 and 7 year old cousins. And my aunt and uncle, they asked me to come because they were in the middle of a separation and filing for divorce. And so they wanted someone to come to be a stable comfort for their daughters. And so at the beginning of the summer, I knew that I would need to rely on the Lord to fulfill that role for them. But as the summer went on, I began to rely more and more on myself and less on God. And so when I went back to school in September, my relationship with God had really suffered. And I didn't really realize that this was happening until an encounter I had with one of my professors. I was talking to them after school, and as we were talking, my thoughts started to race, and they were really irrational, and I couldn't focus on what she was saying. And so I had to excuse myself, and I went into another room, and when I went into the other room, I started hyperventilating, and my thoughts were even more out of control, and I had to sit down because I thought I was going to faint because I was getting dizzy from not breathing. And it took an hour before I was able to come out of it in that classroom. And it was very strange for me because I hadn't suffered with any kind of mental illness or anxiety. So this anxiety attack, I'd never had something like that before. And in the days following that experience, I thought, like, why did this happen to me? Like, what was it? What was going on that made this happen? And I look back at the past summer and my relationship with God and realized what I had done. And so I decided that for my life to be better again or to get rid of this, that I needed to really earn back my relationship with God. I needed to work hard at being a good Christian so that God would favor me again. And so I went to Mass and I went to confession and I tried really hard to pray and I tried really hard to read scripture. But nothing was really helping, and the anxiety continued for about a year. And at the end of that year, as you can imagine, I was just exhausted. I was out of energy, and I just was so discouraged because I felt like I had really held up my end of the deal. You know, I was trying to be a good Christian, and God didn't hold up his end of the deal. And so I wasn't really in a great place. And what changed things for me was a simple comment that one of my friends made, unrelated to this situation. She said, "Nothing is possible without God. That the things we do, we think are good, that we think are good, can only really be good if we're constantly surrendering our thoughts and our actions and our will to God's will." And that really struck me because I was trying so hard to earn my way back into God's good books that I didn't really think about just giving up. So I went home that night, and in my bed, I just prayed a prayer of surrender to God, that all of the things that I wanted, this anxiety to go away and to get better at praying and all these things, I surrendered to God, trusting that his will was good and that he would take care of me. And at the end of that prayer, this feeling of peace just filled my whole body, from my head all the way down to my toes, that it was just an overwhelming sense of joy and happiness and excitement. Like, my body was actually shaking a little because it was just so exciting and so good. And I knew that I had been filled with the Spirit because nothing like that, I had never felt like that before. And since then, I've only ever felt like that through encounters with God. And so as I was filled with this peace, I knew that I had a mission in the church and that God loved me no matter what. Something that I think I didn't understand really before was that God's love for me is unconditional, so he can't love me any more or any less than he does in every single moment, regardless of what I do. And so, filled with this peace and this excitement of who God was and how he loved me, I knew that I had a mission to go and share this with other people, because I knew how good God was and I wanted to share that. And so when I came back here a few years ago, I helped as a leader in the youth group and the childcare celebration that we're having next week. Susan and I began that ministry when I got back. And so my prayer for our community, for all of you, is that first you experience that love and peace from God that can only come from God. And that once you experience that, you are filled with the desire to share in his mission of building up the church in our community. Thanks. That's all.